Joining me by phone from the Goodridge Grigla Schools near Thief River is Dalen Keynes and Benji Wolebski, and they're both students in the Goodridge Grigla School system. And first on the phone this afternoon is Dalen. Hi, Dalen. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm fantastic, although the forecast is for snow. Do you like snow in November?
No.
No. Neither do I. Are you a snow fan, Dalen?
No, I don't like the cold.
Really? And you live in northern Minnesota. Figure that one out, right? What grade are you in, Dalen?
11th grade.
You're a junior. All right.
Yep.
And you're working your way toward graduation next year.
Yep.
How long have you been interested in art and producing artwork?
Well, in 6th grade, we had exploring art, and the teacher was just really fun and outgoing, and she made it really fun and interesting to like learn about new types of art and new techniques and how to do things.
And when you look at art forms, what do you like the most?
I like Conte Crayon because you can do a whole bunch of different things with shading, and you can really make things pop and come to life.
Who's been influential for you in your artwork so far?
Mrs. Sardiff was really influential when I came back to Goodridge last year. She taught me different techniques and ways to see things differently.
Yeah. Betsy Sardiff, I've talked with her on the air. She's quite a lady, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
All right. And what kind of art do you see for yourself in the future as you grow older?
I don't know about, like, way future, but I know a couple years ago we got a kiln, and in the next couple years in high school, just learning how to do more detailed pieces, and we learned the basics of clay work last year, but just learning about more detailed stuff.
Our topic of art now, lots of boys and girls have different people they look up to at your age, in sports, of course, football, there might be Teddy Bridgewater. Who's your favorite artist as you look at art?
I really like a lot of Andy Warhol's pieces.
And why is that?
His art just pops, and he was ahead of his time when he first came out, and last year we had to do a sports logo and turn it into an artist's paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the Timberwolves and I transformed Andy Warhol's Red Elvis painting into the Timberwolves. And
really?
It was fun.
What was the reaction to that from other people?
A lot of people thought it was cool, and they asked me like how long it took, and it actually did take a while to do it, but they all thought it was really neat.
How have the arts impacted your life, Dalen? Does it give you self-confidence?
It helped with that a lot because I got bullied a lot in middle school, and just like expressing myself with art and people liking it and stuff.
All right, the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council has a showcase on display at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks called the Autumn All Northwest Minnesota Student Art Exhibit, and you have work on display there, don't you?
Yeah, we did a piece in art class where we took a famous artist's techniques and we put it into our own piece, and we could either keep the composition or like the scene of the painting and do different colors and different techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could keep the technique and color and do our own scene of it. And that's what I did. I kept the colors and the techniques and the brush strokes, and I made a different painting out of it. So.
Well, you're very articulate, Dalen. And do you see yourself doing this for a living or maybe just as a way of expressing yourself in the future?
Probably just a way of expressing myself on my free time.
Yeah. Nice hobby, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Dalen Keynes, thank you so very much.
Yep.
Would you put Benji on the phone for me?
Yep, here he is.
All right, joining me is Benji Wolebski, again a student at Goodridge Grigla School. And hi, Benji, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Do you like snow, Benji?
No, not really.
No, not really.
I'd rather have it nice and 70 or a whole year.
And what grade are you in, Benji?
I am also a junior.
You're a junior. When it comes to artwork, have you had a long-term interest in that?
Probably just around 7th grade. My brother is 2 years older than me, and he was in Mrs. Sardiff's art class, and all this fun stuff he did and stuff he made it, so that kind of just got me intrigued.
So he kind of sparked your interest.
Yep.
What kind of art forms do you like, Benji?
I kind of like acrylic painting, just using different colors and mixing.
Okay. And as you create artwork, who's been influential for you and how you do that?
There was a another student who's a couple years older than I graduated with my brother. His name is Travis Tabbitt, and he kind of just gave me a think outside the box type of mentality with art.
More creativity, right?
Yep.
Non-traditional. Who's your favorite artist, Benji?
I have to say Van Gogh gave me a lot of my ideas. Just okay. How he could, just with short little brush strokes and mixing colors, could make such a beautiful painting.
It's refreshing to have individuals who have an interest in art and understand it and appreciate it. Has the arts impacted your life in a positive way?
Yeah, I would have to say it did.
And how was that, Benji?
It kind of just gave me a different look on life, I guess.
Now, when you create something, do you have something in mind all the time, or do you kind of just say, well, we'll just kind of ad-lib here and see what happens?
I guess most of the time I have something sort of planned out, but then something might come out of that idea and make it even better.
How has your instructor, Betsy Sardoff, influenced you?
She's kind of given me the, like, think outside the box mentality, too. She always has different ideas and that kind of stuff.
Okay. You have work on display as well at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council Gallery in East Grand Forks. Again, the Autumn All-Northwest Minnesota Student Art Exhibit. What's on display there for your work?
I have a painting that was using Van Gogh's style. I chose to use a mountain scene and use his, like, colors and his style of painting with the short brush strokes.
And for the future, do you have maybe a career in art on the horizon or no?
I don't know about a career in art.
Yeah.
I've been ideas in sports and that kind of stuff. But
okay. All right.
Kind of short term, I guess, for high school, we've been doing these ceiling tiles. And I've had the idea of last year, made a tile with mine, painted my name in there. And these next 2 years, I've been planning to finish it with my last name, kind of just to leave a mark on the school, kind of.
Sure. A legacy, right?
Yeah.
Well, Benji, thank you so much, and thank Dalen for me again, all right?
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
All right. That was Benji Wilebski and Dalen Keynes, two juniors at Goodridge Griglas Schools near Thief River. We thank them. And again, part of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council update. The Arts Council update's heard on Tuesday afternoons, just after 3 o'clock on Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1.